You remember recently the Olympic torch made its way through San Francisco and it was met by scores of protesters. Some were criticizing that China was supporting the government of Sudan and some were saying that China oppressed Tibet. Sympathy protests were held on a lot of college campuses. Our story is what happened to Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. The Free Tibet crowd was far outnumbered by hundreds of Duke's Chinese students. Here's some tape from that event. In the middle was 20-year-old Grace Wong, a Duke undergrad from China. Her family lives in China. Grace tried to talk to members of both factions, and at one point she wrote Free Tibet on the back of a student and then tried to get him to engage in dialogue with the pro-China crowd. But there was no dialogue, just diatribes after the fact, as pictures of her went up on the internet and they spread into China, and Grace was labeled a traitor. Her parents have had to flee their homes for fear of reprisals. So Grace, let me say hello to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So I sketched out the background, and my first question there is about the pro-China crowd. Who were they made up of?
A lot of Chinese scholars, students, graduate students, I know, like from either Duke or UNC, but they were organized by DCSSA, Duke Chinese Student and Scholars Association.
And would you say most of them from, you probably knew a lot of them, are they Chinese citizens or Chinese Americans or all sorts of people? Or who were they in general?
From the people I know, yeah. I'm pretty sure they are Chinese citizens.
Mm-hmm. And there are hundreds of Chinese, among all the universities there in the area, North Carolina and North Carolina State and Duke, there are hundreds of Chinese citizens who are students.
There are so many visiting scholars.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And the Free Tibet students, who were they?
Most of the students are members of Human Rights Coalition.
Mm-hmm. And how big
so
would you say?
So they are not like experts of the Tibetan issue. They just care about human rights instead of Tibet independence.
And could you give me an estimate of the size of each of the two groups? They weren't even close in size, were they?
yeah, they were not. Well, the pro-China side was quoted like 400 to 500. Mm-hmm. And the Tibetan side is probably like 12.
12 people.
Yeah.
So when you went out there, did you go with being part of either side in mind or did you just want to see what was going to happen?
I was just there and wanted to see what is happening. Actually, I don't support Tibet independence. And
if you don't support Tibetan independence, why did you write Free Tibet on that one student's back?
I would say that Free Tibet means a lot of stuff. Free Tibet is just like Free China. You Tibetans don't enjoy the same freedom that the Chinese, Han Chinese, would enjoy. A lot of Tibetan children, actually, they don't have the equal amount of opportunity to get educated. Well, the Chinese government would probably say, like, the reason that they don't have the obligatory education as the other Han Chinese is because they don't want to. No, they do. I can't imagine anyone who don't want to do that. It's just like they should be given the same opportunity to get involved into the civil activities that anyone as a Chinese citizen should enjoy.
So tell me what happened. We mentioned before reprisals. Tell me what happened when your picture got out over the internet and into China.
I was very shocked. Actually, I felt like it was, I almost got a heart attack, actually, the first minute when I saw it. And
what was it? What did you say?
Picturing as a traitor on the one of the most notorious Chinese website.
Because they had pictures of you and they wrote the word traitor on your face. Is that what happened? Is that what they were doing with the pictures?
Yeah, yeah. It's a really bad first impression to tell anyone. You know, they introduced me to people as a traitor, and the Chinese people don't have the whole lot of information, and it's really easy to be misguided by this.
For it to get out there, someone had to approve of it, right? It's not like anyone could just post any picture and have it be disseminated in China. There are censors who essentially okayed that picture.
Well, if the government is not inciting this, they have acquiescence to this. Chinese Communist Party's official TV website, cctv.com, they called me as the ugliest overseas Chinese ever.
And what about your parents? I said they had to flee their home. I read that. Is that still the case?
Yeah.
What have your parents said to you? Have you talked with them since this happened?
Well, I tried to email them because, nothing is absolutely safe. I tried to email them because I can think about what to write again and again and again before writing down one line. So I try not to call them because, you know, I know that whether or not I use whatever way to contact my parents, the Chinese government is going to censor anyway, so they're going to know what the content of the conversation. So I try to talk about something else while referring to their safety. And actually, but I also ask them, like, what really happened, and they refuse to answer. But when I ask them, you know, do you guys really want political asylum, and they wrote me a really long letter saying that you are Chinese citizen, never ever betray your country. I think they are writing that letter to the Chinese government, but also I think my parents don't want to leave China because they feel really attached to the lands and to the people. You know, they know China so well, and they love China just as much as I do.
Has all your conversation with them been through email? Have you had any phone conversations?
I don't think phone conversations would be safe at all, so I won't even try that.
So here you are, you're 20, you're an undergrad.
And I don't know where they are hiding. I mean, where can I call them?
Right. So here you are, you're 20 years old, you're in a foreign country thousands of miles away, your community has abandoned you, your country has abandoned you, and it's pretty dicey or uncertain about what your parents actually think. Who's there for you, Grace, right now? Who's looking out for you?
God. God is with me. And, I think I have my conscience. I know that what I'm doing is right. And I know that some Chinese people are supporting me from all over the world. And even at Duke, I mean, a lot of people are actually, I have more friends than people who are condemning me after this event. You know, I have to find my inner peace. I have to free myself when I'm put into this difficult situation.
All right. Well, Grace Wong, we want to thank you for being on the BPP. Thanks a lot for joining us, Grace.
Thank you so much for having me.